Corporal Wallace E. Morgan is in a wheelchair, but he's not in it because of his age. As a prisoner of war for 9 months in Germany, he endured a most brutal winter.
I would never talk about it. Nobody knew that I'd been in the service. I was captured. I was wounded. Nothing.
He kept silent for half a century, not even sharing with his wife. A year after she died, he needed to see a dentist, but the hygienist, Janet, saw him first and pressed him for answers about his teeth and why his jaw was unusually damaged. He finally gave in.
I was beat up by a German, so she said, well, everything's going to be all right. So she cleaned my teeth and did that. And she said, tell me about the war. So I told her a few things. And the first thing you know, everything was... She gave me her telephone number.
The two have been married for 15 years. Morgan no longer keeps secrets from his family. He even took his second wife back to where he was captured in November 1944, east of the German-Belgian border.
And we went right to that area, and we sat there for a week. And it's fantastic. My voice is going, but anyway, it was a real nice. Everything was altogether different.
87-year-old Shirley Mulligan has been married for more than 6 decades to vet James Mulligan. He has a hard time talking about his combat days and takes pills each night to sleep. His unit, known as the Cactus Division, because of the men who joined from the Southwest, lost nearly 850 soldiers.
The day after they got to that over in Germany, there was 30 inches of snow. It was a bitter, bitter cold winter. You know, the survival of it, you think being cold, but having to dig a hole first in frozen ground, get yourself in there for the night, you know?
Shirley and her husband have been attending these annual get-togethers since the beginning.
We were at the very first one in 1965 in Lansing, Michigan. And this is the 49th. So I know all the war stories. I mean, it was so good to get together once a year with them, and we love one. They've all deceased except my husband and I.
Lucas Martin, who traveled from Delaware, says no one's left from his regiment. Among this crowd, he's known as the historian, collecting stories for the unit's album of remembrance.
It's important, I think, to continue building the legacy of the 103rd beyond me.
Zach Sigler helps, too. He's named after an uncle that died during World War II, and for the last decade, he's been putting online as many things as he can find related to the Cactus Division.
My generation, and I'm in my 60s, my generation has no idea what those guys went through. When they came home, they just, well, I did it because it needed to be done. Truly the greatest generation.
Sigler says, go home, learn about your family's history, learn from those still living before it's too late. Dwahli Saikautau, KERA News.